After 20 years, Denise Gregory no longer has a criminal record.
It's overwhelming right now.
Gregory is standing outside the Utica City Courthouse after the final step in a long legal process.
It's a long time coming. You know, you make mistakes. You don't often get a chance like this to actually fix it.
She had been using drugs for decades when in 1995, her addiction caught up with her.
You know, I think there was 8-10 bags of crack cocaine when I was arrested that night. There was actually a raid in the apartment that I was living in.
Gregory was sentenced to 1 to 3 years. She spent some of that time downstate in Bedford Hills Prison.
I mean, I'm not raised like this, so pulling up to Bedford Hills, you know what I mean? There were some scary looking people there. The one thing you'll learn in jail is that you never, ever, ever get a moment alone.
For Gregory, prison was a turning point. She says that if she had not done time, she would not be who she is today.
The first thing I did when I got out of prison was decide to go to school and do what I should have done when I was younger. So I enrolled at MVCC, and I always wanted to be a social worker. They believe in change. They're not going to not hire people who have made mistakes.
She's been working ever since. Now she's an adult education instructor at Oneida County BOCES, but her past was always present. To help people like her, Oneida County District Attorney Scott McNamara created Operation Second Chance. The program allows felons a chance to get their criminal record clean if their crime was nonviolent and occurred at least 15 years ago. McNamara started the program when he realized there was no way for people like Denise Gregory to get their record clean without appealing to the governor.
The more I was thinking about it, and I started to think, you know, in a way, we should reward people or give people the opportunity that have just made one mistake in their life. We should give them the opportunity to be able to see if they could get that erased.
To qualify for the program, ex-felons must have stayed out of trouble and prove to a committee appointed by the DA that they are contributing members of society. Committee Chair Jennifer Dormio says each case is carefully considered.
We're the only people in the state, as far as I know, that have a program like this. We scrutinize, really. I mean, we really look at everybody, what they're doing, what happened at the time, kind of where they were in that time in their life and what they've done since then.
This process could take over a year, but once completed, it is as if they had never been convicted.
Once it's dismissed, it's sealed. It gets cleared off of their record, and that question that everybody fears on that job application or anything is no, because their conviction has been overturned.
Denise Gregory wanted to get her record erased because she knew what it would mean to her family.
My family suffered with my actions, you know, in a lot of ways. I'm sure it was embarrassing. I'm sure that it was frustrating. I'm sure they were scared for me a lot.
Gregory is only the second person to successfully clear their record under this program. Now the DA wants her to help decide future cases. For WAMC, I'm Rashida Patrick with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.